This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The New Yorker Radio Hour is supported by the Sympathizer podcast from HBO. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr., The Sympathizer is the new HBO original limited series based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel of the same name. On the Sympathizer podcast, join host Philip Nguyen in conversation with the cast, crew, and author Viet Thanh Nguyen as they discuss the making of this historic series. Stream new episodes of HBO's The Sympathizer, Sundays exclusively on Max, and listen to The Sympathizer podcast wherever you listen to podcasts.
Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
2 weeks ago, supporters of abortion rights won a surprise victory, maybe the first victory of the post-Roe era. It was in Kansas, not a state normally known for its progressive politics. A proposed constitutional amendment would have allowed state lawmakers to enact a total ban on abortion, but it was defeated by a very wide margin. Democrats around the country, of course, wanted to know how they did it. The ads featured voters in Kansas like a woman who identifies herself as a Catholic grandmother.
It could ban any abortion in Kansas, even when a mother's life is on the line, or with rape or incest. If it were my granddaughter, I wouldn't want the government making that decision for her. Vote no.
And an interesting twist to the pro-choice messaging is that they borrowed a familiar theme from conservatives, government overreach.
This confusing constitutional amendment is a slippery slope for Kansas. It gives government more power over your privacy and your personal medical decisions.
Peter Slevin covered the Kansas vote, and he talked about the politics of privacy with Ashley All, a spokesperson for the coalition called Kansans for Constitutional Freedom.
Did you ever think as a Democrat you'd be running a government overreach, anti-government overreach campaign?
No, but you know, I mean, I think it's actually like a much more complicated message. If you think about some of the slogans for pro-choice organizations, bans off my body, my choice, those are absolutely, you know, variations on the same topic. And we can talk about personal freedom, equal rights, and personal liberty. And those are all absolutely values that Democrats share, moderates share, progressive share.
We'd love to talk about the ads. Mm-hmm. Tell us what the process was in choosing the characters for the ads.
Yeah, I think, you know, for us, it was really critical that we find diverse messengers for a lot of these ads. We wanted to make sure that people could see themselves really identify personally with either the individual who is in the ad or the situation. And so that is really what we focused on. And we were able to work with folks from communities across the state to participate.
So let's hear one of those ads.
As a pastor for over 50 years, I counsel and pray with individuals facing difficult personal decisions. Sometimes those conversations are about abortion. As Christians, we are instructed to love one another. We do so when we respect and trust women as God does. I'm voting no on the proposed amendment because it replaces religious freedom with government control. It restricts women's rights and it puts their very lives at risk. Join me and thousands of Christians in voting no.
What was your thinking, Ashley, in that message and in choosing a retired pastor to deliver it?
In Kansas, it was really important for us to have someone of the faith community participate in these ads because for a lot of Kansans, that is core to who they are. And for us, we wanted to make sure that people of faith understood that you could both be religious or be spiritual, but also support access to abortion. We actually released a long list of pastors and clergy from numerous denominations who supported access to abortion, and we're encouraging people to vote no.
Let's listen to another one, and perhaps you can tell us the backstory.
They call it a constitutional amendment. The truth? It's a strict government mandate designed to interfere with private medical decisions, a slippery slope that could put more of your individual and personal rights at risk. The ballot language is confusing, but one thing is clear. Kansans don't want another government mandate. So on August 2nd, send a message. Say no to more government control. Vote no on changing the Constitution.
Now, that ad doesn't mention the word abortion. Why did you do that?
You know, I'm not sure that that was like particularly intentional with that ad. I mean, I really think that we were focusing on the government interference portion of it. This definitely picked up on some cultural cues that really resonated with Kansas voters and things that they were concerned about, and were an easy way to demonstrate, you know, just how problematic government interference with personal decisions can be.
And just to be clear, those cultural cues, what visuals stood out in that ad to you?
You know, I mean, we were just talking about faith, and there was, I think, a sign that says something about, you know, churches being closed and mask mandates and things like that. And so we were intentional about that. And I think for some Kansans, that was something that they did not care for. Other Kansans, I think, were less bothered by it. But for us, we wanted to make sure that we were connecting with a broad set of voters across the political spectrum who had differing opinions on government interference with private medical decisions.
In devising this ad campaign, you got a lot of attention. There was an extraordinary amount of coverage of what went on in Kansas. And I understand that you have heard from advocates and people working on campaigns in other states who want to know what you've learned and what they might be able to use. I believe Kentucky was one of those.
Absolutely. There has been an incredible amount of outreach to us about what we did here and how unique it was, how successful it was. You know, one of the things that we really learned, and I found maybe the most interesting, was when you talk to real people about this issue, it is not partisan. It is something that people find to be incredibly personal, incredibly complicated. It's, you know, to some, it's a private medical decision. To others, it's a moral and religious issue. And so you have to be able to have a conversation where you give people space to have their own personal views, but also at the same time ensuring that they want to join you in supporting, you know, access and protecting constitutional rights for their neighbors to make these decisions for themselves.
Peter Slevin is based in Chicago, and you can find all his reporting on the Kansas vote and much more at NewYorker.com.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.